Friday, Terry Meister, Chaf Beis, Teves, Tafshin Pei Beis, Erev Tzvi Lieberman.
Shalom. Andre Lenyucha, Bederech HaTorah, Manchester, Rabbanim Shonim, להקלטה, קישו אחת, בשמיעה. אינכם עוברים למצב המתנה עד לתחילת השיעור, ואשר אינכם מוכנים להתחיל בשיעור, בקישו על חמש. אינכם עוברים כרגע בשיעור.
It's my phone, so if I get a call, ignore it. I said, it's my phone, if I get a call, ignore it.
So this week is Parshas Va'eiro, the Parsha of Makkos. We've got most of the Makkos in this week's Parsha, seven of the Makkos. And in next week, in Parshas Boi, we'll have the final three Makkos. Which brings us to wonder, which is a general shaila, who exactly made the division of the Parshas? We know in the Torah, we've got five chumashim, that's for sure. Chamisha chumash Torah. We've got the Parshas Psuchos Stumos, like the paragraphs in the Sefer Torah, and these halachas, how to make the spaces between the Parshas. A Parsha Psucha has to have a separate line, the next Parsha starts on a separate line, and a Parsha Stumo is just got a hefzik of nine oisius. And these all are halachas Moshe Mesinai, exactly how to write every parasha in the Torah. And if you do it wrong, the Sefer Torah is possible. If you make a parasha psucha, you make it stumo, or you make a parasha stumo into a parasha psucha, the Sefer Torah is possible. So that's what we know, that's klal halacha Moshe Mesinai, chamoshim, and the parasha is the psuchas and stumos. But the sedras, the division of the chamoshim into sedras, is that halacha Moshe Mesinai, or is it not? Because you could easily, the Eiro and Boi, the dividing line could be further along. Beginning of Boi is not a totally new union. It's not even the division Tzachat Hashpachav, it's between Bor and Arbe. Vayomesh and Moshe Boi Paro, we've got quite a few times in this week's parasha as well. So where is the Mekoir of divided parasha? Does it come from Moshe Rabbeinu or not? The divide of parshas in relevance is negated to Hilchus Kriyas HaTorah. It's not Hilchus Ksiva Sefer Torah. Because in the Sefer Torah there are no sedras, there's just parshas, Pesukos HaStumos, but it's negated to Hilchus Kriyas HaTorah. About the Hilchus Kriyas HaTorah was to call us Moshe Rabbeinu. The Gemara says quite clearly, Bavakama Pei Beis, the Rambam brings it in the Hilchus Tefillah, that Moshe Rabbeinu was Mesaken, that we should line every Monday and Thursday, and every Shabbos, we should never have 3 days without Limud HaTorah. So Kriyas HaTorah is actually Takonas Moshe Rabbeinu. It's not called Halacha LaMoshe Mesinai, it's Takonas Moshe Rabbeinu. So our division of the parashas sort of spells out to us exactly how much we meant to line every Shabbos. But was that part of Takonas Moshe Rabbeinu? Does it go as far back as that? Or is it more recent than that? Good. So the Mogad Avraham comes at the moment. The Mogad Avraham says in Simur Reish Pei Beis, in B'Shem the Zoyak Kodesh, says the Mogad Avraham, if a Kehillah has got some need, they want to change how much you line per week. They want to change, do two sedras 1 week, the next week's not going to be possible, they're not going to have a Sefer Torah in the next week. The Mogad Avraham said, no, you can't change the parsha, how much you're going to line. If one missed out, this halach is about catching up, but you can't just go and change, as they say in Zohar Kodesh, you mustn't make any changes. Asura Ba'alev Zatzal in Ayelet HaShachar, the end of Parshas Bereishis, brings B'Shem an early Sefer called Telas Yaakov. He says, the Sidras are K'moy Tzibui Ma'ashem Ma'ashayikah B'Shabazu. We look at it as it's The Rebbeinu Shem wants this parasha, these amount of psukim to be said on the Shabbos, and therefore it's actually got to do with the Shabbos. Like we have the Shabbos parasha, it's Shabbos Shiro. It's a Shabbos connected to Shiro. We're now in the weeks of Shavim, Shavim Tat. These are weeks which belong, Shmoyis Ve'eboi V'shalach, and all these sentences belong to this time of the year. So there is actually a clear connection that this is what we're supposed to like. But is it a clear signal from the Rebbeinu Shem that we have to line this parasha, this amount of this week, that's where the sentence come from, or is it more recent than that? So, the raya number one is, the Rambam says in Perek Yud Gimel, which is the Gemara which you just mentioned, the Gemara says in Megillah Chof Tes, B'nei Marova, they used to finish the Torah once every 3 years. They didn't line what we call a whole sefer every week. They only lined a third of a sedra every week. They didn't line the whole sedra. The Rambam writes in Perek Yud Gimel Halacha Hilchos Vedot, HaMinik HaPosh B'chol Yisor Shmashlim Zatosh Anahas. It's a minik, a widespread minik that we line, we finish the Torah once a year, so therefore our Torah is divided as if accordingly we line this amount per week. But the Rambam writes, Yesh Mishim Mashim Zatoyah B'shon HaShonim. There was a minik brought down to be mashed the Torah once every 3 years, but in a minik posh, but that's not the widespread minik. So, in B'nai Ma'arova, they never had any as if use of sedras at all. It's not Ksiva Sefer Torah, and it's not Kriya Sefer Torah. But there was a third of a sedra every week. So as a total, so it doesn't seem to be that we have to have the division of sedras like we've got it. The Chinuch in Parash Mishpotim divide Mishpotim into two parashas. Half of it is called Parash Mishpotim, and the second half is called Parashas in Kesef Talmud. Not a well-known sedra, but the Chinuch got Parashas in Kesef Talmud, Rabbi Levachai as well. What's the cheshbon of two sedras out of Parash Mishpotim? Of course, it would assist for learning Chumash with Rashi, such a lot of Rashi Parash Mishpotim. But what exactly is the cheshbon of dividing Mishpotim into two parashas? So the bring, because there's a minig, it's a minig in some Sfarad Shekelis, it seems to this day, when you have a Shona Moberes, a leap year, and they are, it comes out sometimes, you've got 29 Shabboses from the beginning of the year till Shabbos HaGodl. And really, there's an inyan to have Shabbos HaGodl either Parshat Tzav or Parshat Metzoyah. The reason behind it, Mishabura brings, that the Parshat Tzav has got in it about HaGolas Kalim, if the Korbonos go in the Kalim, so therefore how to kasher the Kalim from bleers of Korbonos. That's connected to Shabbos HaGodl, HaGolas Kalim. Parshas Metzora also talks about that Klicheres Yishoveh, also talks about bleers which you cancelled out, by to do Shabbos HaGodl. So therefore there's a minig to make sure Shabbos HaGodl is either Parshas Tzav or Parshas Metzora. Now in a Shona Pshuto, it works, a Parshas Tzav works out fine. Shona Mabez, in most years, it works out fine. But there are some years when we've got 29 Shabboses. So it'll end up the Shabbos God is Parshas Akrimois. We take a habit every now and then. We take a sometimes end up with Parshas Akrimois being Shabbos Akrimois. When it works out the Cheshon, it depends when Rosh Hashanah falls out. There are places which are not happy with that. So that's why they divide Mishpatim into two sedras. So therefore it works out to be that might Shabbos HaGodl will end up to be Parshas Metzora, not Parshas Akrimois. And obviously they'll have to sort out the rest of the Torah to fit in with simpler Torah. So again, it's not 100% fixed rule that you have to line this amount of Sukkot per week because we divide Mishpatim. And thirdly, we know when Yom Tov Achron of Pesach falls on Shabbos, we end up lining different parshas to Bnei Eretz Yisrael. So to say that every Shabbos has got its designated parsha which can't be moved, well, we end up having different parshas in those years. And so therefore it doesn't seem to be 100% fixed what we have to line any particular Shabbos. The Rashbam in the beginning of Parsha Vayechi, he writes, the Peirush Rashbam al Torah writes that you should know the Ikar Hascholos Parshas Zu. Parshas Vayechi is meant to start really a posuk earlier. It's supposed to start in the last pasuk of Parshas Vayigash, which said Vayeshi saw Beit Mitzrayim, Vayoksubo, and Vayipo Yerubo. That should be is the start of Vayechi, and that's the tkufa which Yaakov Avinu lived in Mitzrayim. That's where Parshas Vayechi is supposed to start, and it would be called Parshas Vayeshi Yisrael. It wouldn't be called Parshas Vayechi. It had to start in that, obviously. Yeah, that's what I have to do. Vayeshiv Yisrael. That's what I meant that, yeah. Vayeshiv Yaakov, Vayeshiv Yisrael. So I called upon him. So it says the Rashbam, why do we start Vayeshiv? It says the Rashbam, Loirotsu hakehilois lesayim Vayigash benesilas oz leparoi. We didn't want Parash Vayigash to end up with Paroi, all the rules, how much Paro had rights in the land. We want to talk about something a bit nicer than that. That's why we pushed Vayeshus back into the end of Vayigash, and we started Vayechi. But he uses this lotion. It was Loirotu Hakehilois. So you see that the division of the parishes is not a halokha lemoish b'sinai. It's hanhogas klal Yisrael. If that goes all the way back to the time of the Tanoim, goes back, very early back, but it's not halokha lemoish b'sinai. It's hanhogas klal Yisrael. It's a milik Yisrael, go back from the times, maybe back to the times of Nevi'im, how to divide the parishes. And therefore, it has had got its certain adjustments which are made according to fit in with the need. That is the division of the sedras. The most, I don't, complicated is the right word, the one which comes under great discussion is now Parshas Vayechi itself. We know we have the Rashi at the beginning of Parshas Vayechi, Lomo Parshas Ustumo. Vayechi is not just a normal psucha stuma. There is no space at all. It's in the same as if paragraph as the end of Vayigash. It's just like two words. There's no space more than any word. No, it's exactly the same as a normal word to word. The last word of Vayigash and the first Vayechi just got the one letter space like between any word. It's a parasha stuma. So therefore Rashi asks the kasha. If Vayechi is meant to be a separate parasha, why is the parasha sosum? And Rashi gives the answer. So the question is that, so is it called a separate parasha at all? Is it a separate parasha just without a space? Or is Taka not a separate parasha at all? It should have been a separate parasha, but because Nisbu named Shel Yisrael, it's not a separate parasha anymore. The Chasam Sofer asks the kasha. The Chasam Sofer asks, we've got a klal called Parsha de Loi Posko Moshe is Loi Paskinon. You're not allowed to change, split up a Parsha, which a Parsha Moshe Rabbeinu didn't split up. We're not allowed to split up. Parsha de Loi Posko Moshe, we're not allowed to split up. So, Chasam Sofer. So, how are we allowed to start Vayechi in the middle of a Parsha? As Zoi Freit the Chasam Sofer. Why are we allowed to start in the middle of a Parsha? We shouldn't be allowed to start lining in the middle of a parasha. You're stopping in the middle of a parasha. So someone says, you're only stopping for a couple of days. You're going to carry on next week. It's not called a proper stop. But you see from the Chasam Sofer that Vayechi is not called a separate parasha at all. It's part of Vayigash. Other Mephosh Rashi say, no, it's a separate parasha. Just there's no space to illustrate it. But it's a separate parasha. The Chasam Sofer learns it's not a separate parasha at all. It's the same parasha as the end of Vayigash. It's a mini klal Yisrael to start lining there from on this parasha of Vayechi, to start lining from there. Lemay nafkemina, the chaybi da nafkeminis. The Gemara says in Pesachim davovom at base. The Gemara says there is a rule ein mukdem umu'ucha batoira. The chronological order of the events is not necessarily as it's written in the parashas. The parashas are not necessarily in the chronological order as they actually happened. But says the Gemara in Pesachim davovom at base, you can only use the rule ein mukdem umu'ucha batoira only in shtei parashas. But in Parsha Achas, you can't use this rule, a mukdem u'toyo. Separate Parsha, separate after the page in the summers, you can say, but not in the same Parsha. So the shaila is, between the end of Vayigash and Vayechi, if I would want to say a mukdem u'toyo Torah, can I? Because there is a problem. And the Achraim talk about it. The last pasuk Vayechi says, Vayifru Vayirubu Po. Klal Yisrael multiplied in a very unusual, unnatural way. And we know that only started after the Shibbut started. So to say Vayifar Yubo before Vayichi Yaakov doesn't seem to be the right order. So Freit the B'chor Shoy Al HaTorah. So how does this work? It's the wrong order. To say a Mukdamu Mucha B'Torah, well, if it's Parsha Achas, with Vayichiyab, you can't say Imukdamukh Batoya. So there's a big discussion, can we say or not? If it's two parshas, just as without a space, we can say Imukdamukh Batoya. But if it's one parsha, and totally one parsha, so then we can't say Imukdamukh Batoya. According to some sage we said before, he assumes that it's one parsha, and he discusses how he likes me mafsi. So we'll have to find another answer how the Vayi for Yuba fits in with Vayichi. But according to others, it's not such a problem. There's an early Tshuva Sefer, Tshuvas Chaim Shah, which talks about a Sofer which remembered a Rashi, but he didn't remember the Rashi properly. And he remembered, yeah, Vayichi's Parshas Tumah, right, 9 letters. So he made 9-letter space between Vayigash and Vayichi. And the Shaila came to the Tshuva Chaim Shah, is the Sefer Torah kosher, or is the Sefer Torah posel? And the Tshuva Chaim Shah says, well, it depends how we define exactly what Vayichi is. If Vayichi is really is a separate Parsha, it's a Parsha Stumo, just it's more sosum than normal Parsha Stumo. Normal Parsha Stumo has 9-letter space, and this Parsha Stumo hasn't got a 9-letter space. The Sefer made 9 letters. It's wrong, but not passing. You haven't changed anything. You haven't changed the parshas at all. It always was a parsha stumo. It's just supposed to be totally stumo, and you made it into a regular stumo. But if you learn that it really, it's not meant to be a separate parsha at all, it's one parsha with the end of Vayigash. Making new parsha in the Torah is possible. So therefore, I haven't seen the safer insight what his maskon is, but that's clearly enough gemina how you define the parashas Vayichi. Is it a separate or not? So if it's a separate parasha, just as Tumor, it's easier to understand how they will kaveya our sedra Vayichi, because they will kaveya sedra normally with parashas. So they will kaveya to start lining Vayichi where Vayichi starts. Like some say for that, it's one parasha. So it makes a very interesting division that the Kehillahs, as called it, use the Losh Rashba, were Kaveya to line Parsh Vayichi from Vayichi into the middle of a Parsha. So some say it's got an answer how we sort out Parsh Leposka Moshe. But it's a very interesting place to make Hascholas Hakriya in the middle of a Parsha.
But the Rashba, what you said before, that's possible.
It wouldn't help much to go in the middle of a parasha. It'll just help which parasha you start from. But it's both of them are in the middle of a parasha. The last payoff of summer could be is quite a few psukim before that. Right. It's the same problem. It'll be the same problem. It will also be a parasha stuma. Correct. It won't help to go with this. Even according to that, it will also end up a parasha stuma because there's also no big space over there. In Zohar Kodesh state, so brought down, that we have 53 sedras in the Torah. Now, if you count the sedras, you'll realize we have 54. And the Zohar Kodesh, I checked it up, I think I've got my calculations right, and the Zohar Kodesh, there's only 53 sedras. So the question is, where is the missing sedra? Where's one sedra gone? As I say, I haven't seen the Zohar Kodesh inside, but I've seen them unfortunately talk about it. So how does the Zohar Kodesh manage to make that there's only 53 sedras and not 54? So one sefer brings b'shem, the sefer Shem Agdoidim, that the Zohar Kodesh doesn't treat Tetzaveh as a separate sedra. What's wrong with Tetzaveh? Tetzaveh is a parasha without Moshe Rabbeinu's name inside, as we know. There's no mention of Moshe Rabbeinu's name in Parashas Tetzaveh. Okay, there's reasons, Balatrum talks about it, why? Oh, but the fact is there's no name of Moshe Rabbeinu mentioned. So the Zohar Kodesh holds, since Moshe Rabbeinu was born, you can't have a parasha without Moshe Rabbeinu's name. So as far as parashas, Tetzaveh belongs to Truma. It's not a parasha. We don't have a parasha without Moshe Rabbeinu's name. So that's the cheshbon of 53 parashas. But pardon? That's the introduction to Moshe, right? You'd have to tell me which said. That's basically then Moshe Rabbeinu speaks in first term I. So it talks about Moshe Rabbeinu as I said this and I said that. It's not Moshe Rabbeinu by name, but Moshe Rabbeinu in reference it is. But Tetzaveh hasn't even got that. So The Asopo Dan B'Shem Rab Chaim Vital Zatal, he says, Vaichi is the missing Pasha. Vaichi is not called a proper separate subject. It's a Pasha Stumo. It's closed up, so it's not a separate Pasha at all. If it's not a separate Pasha at all, so therefore it's not a separate Sedra. You can't have a Sedra which is not a separate Pasha. So even whenever Sedra started, well, it started from Takonas and Neviim, but the Sedras only start exactly what I'm hoping that Kriya is one thing, but it's not Cheshon, the separate Sedra. The Pasha Stumo, which is fitted very nicely with the Chassam Sofer, that the Pasha Stumo means it's not a separate parsha anymore. So like it's not a separate parsha, so the Zohar Kodesh holds it's not a separate sedra. We lie in a half a sedra when it comes to Vigish V'Yigish V'Yichi. I think even though it's Moed, we lie in those 2 weeks, we lie in half sedras, half V'Yigash and half the week of V'Yichi, but it's not called a separate sedra. So that is a common, it seems quite clearly that the division of the sedras is not Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. The division of the sedras is called it Hanhogas Nevi'im, Takonas Nevi'im, it goes all the way back. But the division of the sedras is Be'ikah, is a Hilchus Kriyas HaTorah, how much we line per week and how much we do. Not to be forgotten that even when they had a different division in B'nai Marova, where they lined, they finished the Torah once every 3 years, so they lined only a third of a set per week, but they still had these certain halachas which is brought on Megillah, klolas of Bechukosai and the klolas of Kisovai. The Bechukosai ones are meant to be lined before Atzeres, and the klolas of Kisovai are meant to be lined just a week and a bit before Rosh Hashanah. So even though they didn't have the parashias fitting in them, they must have done part the lining of whatever they were up to, and part the parashas haklolas. They must have rolled the Sefer Torah in between to do that, because that's a sceptical, that's straight Ezra Tikkun, Ezra's Mesakan. See, even B'nai Marova had to follow that they lined the parashas of the klolas in the appropriate times. That, so this is like when you get to the parashas. The mokum of the aliyahs is really a separate discussion totally. The sheni revi chamishi, sheni shlishi revi chamishi of the parashas, are those something go far back or not go far back? So that is a clear rise. That is not at all anywhere near Halacha Moshe M'Sinai. Not even Takonas Rishonim and not even Takonas Achronim. It was a minute which started approximately 300 to 400 years ago. And it's actually brought down in one source. It was started by a certain Melamed in Germany, I forget his name at the moment, that he was very disappointed that there was too much tumult in the base of Medrash. The Baal Koira chose where to stop the sedras, and not everybody agreed with him. So there used to be a tumult in Shul. No, you stop the wrong place, you stop a different place. And he didn't like this idea of having a tumult in the Beis HaMedrash. So therefore he decided once for all, let's sit down and work out where it should be. And that's where it became, the printers took it up quickly and it became very much part of our Chumash. The Gaon is very unhappy with it. The Gaon, the writer Meiser Rabshein, the Gaon, Eimasayimim b'pashas ha'nirshomim b'chumish. Don't follow the Chumash instructions. Kim b'mokash y'psuchas tum, either by a pay of summer, which is appropriate. Oy b'mokash y'nir yoyseh heftikinen. There are quite a few interesting places where the Chumash, let's call it, has chosen to make our leaders, particularly in Vayigash, it's a very interesting one, middle of conversations. There are rules, you must be Messiah Dovah Ra. There are rules, you must be Messiah Tupsukim before the end of a parasha. There are rules to follow. But as long as you fit with the rules, you're welcome to make your own aliyah stops where you like. But as we say, to avoid machlekas, that you have to keep away. That the idea of having it is to avoid machlekas. So that's the division of that chelik, sheni, shlishi, and so on. So that is that. But the sedras are far back, and the aliyah is not. Okay, the chapter of the Parokim, that's not, hadn't got a holy source, Bichlanot. So that comes from also a different form of printers, but I call that zikr nothing to be used as any halachadika aspect. Yeah, we can't change them all. Because once it became all the spontaneity, we just can't change it. By Insigana, the Chofetz Chaim, Kemat never quotes a capital in Torah. You could leave the Kol Zechan quote, suit him on Ashiya. He kemat can, in that interesting he does, but in Torah he kemat never quote. He says, pause per pashas, no, yeah, pause per pashas, but never kemat, never quote. He doesn't like the Kabbalah. We don't blame him. But I must say, I found two exceptions. I don't know when it's a mistake in my Shmius Aloshim. I did find two exceptions. He does, I don't know where it is, but I got one, kemat never quotes it because it's tagged in Notsa. Now there are one to be brought to but it's not going to help. The culture is so misformed. Everything's based on that. You can't change it simply for practical reasons. Psukim is Alocha Moish Mesinai words, but again, we've lost a little bit of Messiah, as the Gemara says in Kiddushin, the Chof Tesom Ad Aleph, we've lost a little bit of Messiah. That's why our counting of Psukim doesn't fit in exactly with Chazal's counting of Psukim, where the stuff are Alocha Moish Mesinai, Psukim, words, letters, there's all Alocha Moish Mesinai, but we've lost a little bit of Messiah over the years, so when we count up, it doesn't also tally with how Chazal counted up, so that's something, unfortunately, we'll have to wait for Mashiach to come to put it right exactly how all our letters, our chaseiros, v'yaseiros, and our psukim back to the ochel, but be so to talk as a bada alocha moish mesinai. Pardon? God, that's why we can't work with the Moses. Why do we bring safe account? Well, said, because Aim became a safe says. So we can't check. The Moses shine is the vof lahaigis lahaigis. It's Behem's oys. Why can't we check? Moses says, we can't check anymore. Let me just end up with a small vault, a smaller aura. We know the beginning of Vo'eiro starts with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam telling Moshe Rabbeinu the time has come to redeem Klal Yisrael, and the Rabbeinu Shel Olam says the reasons. Number one, Klal Yisrael doesn't. I've listened to the tefillahs of Klal Yisrael that they shemati nagas bnei Yisrael, they davened. And these, I promised the others, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam says, I promised the others, Avraham Yisrael Yaakov. And then these, and the Pasuk also says that it's the time has come, the Shibud is, it's pretty tough. In Shemois, we got a similar list of reasons why the Rebbeinu Shel Olam told Moshe Rabbeinu why we have to redeem Klal Yisrael. Again, the work, Tfilis and the bris, but there's one extra pulsing in just before Revi. Vayara Elikim es b'nei Yisrael, vayeda Elikim. The Boshim saw Klal Yisrael and he knew. He decided we have to take action. What exactly is this possible? What exactly did Hashem see anew and made the Rebbeinship decide to now is the appropriate time to start the Gaul of Klal Yisrael? So the Targum Yonzer says some interesting extra words, which we're not sure where the Targum found it, but he found him rumors in the words. As he says, Hashem saw the Shibud, and he also saw Yastiyuvta da Ovda Betuma de Leyodi in Mishmechavri. And he saw they did tshuva. And it was a private tshuva, a hidden tshuva, that nobody knew about. That's why Yehilai came, only something Hashem knew. Hashem saw things which only he can know. He saw they did tshuva, Klal Yisrael did tshuva, and nobody knew about it. That was what got the Gula going. We see from here this Moridika Chashivus of mitzvahs avoided down on the quiet. Any avoided done in public is not as choshuv as avoided done on the quiet. And we find a similar target parashas Vayechi on the pasuk about Teishte Be'eson Kashtoi, talk about Yosef was Zoich to Siyata Deshmaya, says the target Unglas, Rashi brings it down, that he was Zoich, that all the dreams were Mekuyim, says the target Unglas, Al Dekayim Oyreisa Besisra, on being Mekayim the Torah Besisra Besesa, where nobody could see, portion private mitzvah nobody could see. So the Torah is telling us, the Chashivah, do you know what's called a perfect mitzvah? A mitzvah nobody knows, nobody sees, it's between you and the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. That is called a mitzvah b'shleimus. And that is what brings about the Gula. There's a Gemara in Avodah Zorah, Dav Yud Ches Amud Aleph, Rabbi Chanina ben Tradyan asked his Rebbe, Ma ani l'chayim albo? Have I got a schus to enter chayim albo? Says Rebbe asked him, have you ever done anything good? Now, this is a tragedian. He was the one that got a stalker. He was the one that moistened Nefesh to be in love with Rabim. We must have done anything good. What do you mean? And what did he answer? The famous Gemara, I was a garbage stalker. Once my private money got mixed up with stalker money, I gave the whole stalker. So, I'll get a grenade near to you. What's so special about it? The answer is, it was a miser. Nobody knew about it at all. Private, a small miser, pure, without any cover, without any recognition, nothing at all. He had to ask his rabbi, because he had discussion of us, how the words, we wouldn't have known about it either. That's pure mitzvah. And the Rambam, the Rambam, in the end of Parshas Makkos, wrote to Kadosh Baruch Hu, Zaksi Sol, Vichi Elam Toi Mitzvahs, said the Rambam, why have you got so many mitzvahs? That through all the mitzvahs, hopefully one mitzvah during our lifetime will manage to do a perfect mitzvah like this mitzvah, those of this Gemara. One perfect mitzvah, our tachas of the world is to do one small mitzvah, nobody knows about it, only the person and himself with the Ribono Shel Olam. That is the perfect mitzvah, shleimus, nothing at all. That's what brings about this Olam Habo, that's what brings about the Geula, and mitzvah will bring about the Geula Asita. Oh, hey!